Welcome back, everyone. It is time for Chalk Talk, and I imagine Juju's touchdown might be one of the plays
today.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. It's the last play. The first play is going to be the fake screen AB pass to Juju. The second play is going to be the interception that Ben threw. Third play is going to be Lev's touchdown, and then we're going to see the pièce de résistance as the last hit. So one of the things the Steelers, they love this bubble screen that Labs hates. And you've got out here, you've got AB, that's who it's designed for. Now, the slot guy, he's got number one, which is the corner support. The number two, H-back, he's got number two, which is the slot receiver out there. And the play is designed to bring it back. You get a block on these guys. Now, what ends up happening here is that instead of doing that, you're going to watch Juju here, he's going to act like he's going to block the outside guy, the corner, and then he's going to go downfield. And same thing with Jesse James. Now we're going to and watch the way these defensive backs freeze on this. So at the snap of the ball, they're looking right now. Now here it is, because they're in man, everybody is looking right now at AB. They think he's catching the ball. So these three guys and Jared Davis, the middle linebacker, they all freeze on AB. Glover Quinn, the free safety, he's looking right now. He's thinking the same thing, so he's going to be just a step slow coming here. And then all of a sudden, he throws it. Now, there, look at Juju. He is wide open. That ball's thrown a little bit further, and he catches it in stride. You know, he's still running. So watch right here. This is a great pump fake by Ben. And also, what I love about this, look at this great pocket. They do a great job already. Jared Davis, he's flying over to the flat, and Ben pulls it down, lofts it up, and there is Juju, and he is off to the races. Now, we're going to take a look at Ben's interception. The only reason I want to show this, because I wanted to show this to Labs. One of the things that the Steelers did this week is they ran a lot of vertical routes. So we're going to see vertical, 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 and vertical. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to blow the cover off the back end of the coverage. And when you do that, you put this free safety right here in a quantity. The only problem is on this one, he's looking at AB, and AB runs between the underneath coverage, and Glover Quinn just does a nice job of making the play at the snap of the ball. We're going to see Ben looking to his left. He's looking right now. And it just looked for a minute that AB slows the route down because he wants to catch it before Quinn plays over the top. But Ben throws it as if AB is running full speed, and that's the interception. We're going to take a look at the end zone because you're going to see it looks to me almost like Ben has got his mind made up. Watch his eyes at the snap of the ball. He snaps, he's looking right to the left, right to AB, and so Glover Quinn sees that, and that kid is just a spectacular athlete. Now you get down into the red zone, and everyone's talking about scoring the red zone, scoring the red zone. Now, what the Steelers are going to run here is 35 H-back wham. Now, I don't know if that's what we call it, but we would have called it this. And so what's going to happen is Jesse James is going to pull, and he's going to fill in the hole. The first linebacker he sees, you're going to get a double team on the backside between Marquise and David DeCastro. Great block here by Ramon. Block right here and hat on a hat. And watch the way Lev finds the hole. The snap of the ball, really good double team right there. That's a great double team. And here comes Jesse to block the outside backer. And there we go. That's the, you know, you love that about Le'Veon. He just waits a little bit, allowing the crease to develop, and then he sneaks in. We're going to take a look at the goal line version. Watch number 73 on this.
Pancake.
He gets a pancake. Make sure we get him to the original House of Pancakes in Chicago because he's going to take Jeremiah Ledbetter of the Arkansas Ledbetters, and he's going to put him right on his back at the snap of the ball. He's got him. He's drive, 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 drive. Boom, look at that. You know, when you do that, you land on him. And we used to say gore him. And then when you get up, you put your knee in his chest and your elbow in his chest, and that's the way you say, okay, I've got dominance right here. That's a beautiful thing. Ramon's got to be filled. You know, when you have one of those, Missy, you walk, you get ready for for Monday films, and you go, I can't wait to see that on the films. All right, so now we've got the play that we were talking about. Once again, Labs, we're going to see all vertical routes. You're going to see AB go down. You're going to watch Justin Hunter on the outside. Now, they are in cover two. These guys are in man. He's in man, and he's in man. Now, the thing about it is Justin Hunter has tremendous speed, and Clover Quinn knows that. And I think he thinks that Quandre Diggs, the slot receiver, can run with him. Now, watch. You're going to watch right here as Juju shows how he is not a rookie. He's going to release straight up the line, but he's going to come down to the middle of the field, and he's going to split the safeties, and that's what makes this such a great play. The snap of the ball. He takes the snap. Now, watch. He comes to the inside, outside, and then he comes back to the middle of the field. Right now, look. Now, there is Miles Killebrew in pursuit, and look at this. Glover Quinn, as fast as he is, there is no way he's going to catch that. That's what you call splitting the safeties and being off to the races. And they said something about Juju does not have breakaway speed. Well, I'll tell you what, he may not have 40 speed, but Chuck Noll used to say, I don't care how fast your 40 is. I care if you have competitive speed. On the field, can you make a play? Watch Ben right here. He's looking to his left. Now he looks to the right. Once again, you got to give the Hogs their due. Look at that pocket. It is clean, so he can stride up in it, and he lets her go right down the middle. Look at this. Is that a thing of beauty? I'll tell you what. And, you know, when a ball takes a while to get there, and you've already dropped one, that can be a scary thing. And that's Juju just looks it in. He's off to the races. He's looking back. He's trying to figure out where the posse's coming from. And he does a great job outrunning them to the end zone. Very nicely done.
We should have had you diagram his celebration after.
Yeah, well, you know what? I didn't understand what they were doing, but then I realized he was locking up the stationary bike. Yeah, I get it now.
You're becoming more and more hip as we go on.
You know what? Punch. Well, my wife told me that because she told me about, you know, in social media, he's talking about his bike all the time, and now I get it.
All right. Good job, Tunch. Thanks as always for Chalk Talk. We're going to take another break. When we return, we'll talk about the Steelers defense.